Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I am coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in all over North America, listening on the free Odyssey app, your local radio affiliate. You could be locked in, tuned in as well. On Sirius XM, channel 158. If you got a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. So many ways to listen. So if you're out on the town on a Friday night, you're getting to the money, you're leaving the money, you're cracking open a beer, have an IPA for me. Two IPAs. Three IPAs. A double IPA. You better do it safe, though, not behind the wheel of a car. Don't do it. Don't drink and drive. Don't do it, because I said so. That's it. Anyway, I'm going to be hanging out with you for two more hours. The show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to Carlos Ortiz, our producer for tonight. He's in New York City. We've had a busy show. We talked about a lot. The NBA Finals is set between the Dallas Mavericks and the Boston Celtics. The Minnesota Timberwolves have gone home. We had a great chat with Jay King. He covers the Celtics for The Athletic. We talked about Kyrie Irving, how it's nice that he's changed, right? Kansas City Chiefs were at the White House today. That's a fun experience for them. Harrison Butker was there. So was Rashee Rice. And we have more to do here over the next 2 hours before I just disappear for the weekend. Not really. I got to be on air in New York tomorrow. Should be fun. A lot of angry Met fans, anxious Ranger fans. Yankee fans got nothing to complain about. But I'll listen to all these New Yorkers complain tomorrow in New York when I'm back. Anyway, if you want to talk to me here as I talk with you and the whole country, it's simple. Listen very carefully to the phone number. Listen very carefully. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. If you use the internet, you like to be a jerk, complain, fight with strangers, be vulgar and crass, you can find me at JR Sport Brief. I am at JR Sport Brief. So much more to get into. You know, speaking of Harrison Butker, he wasn't just in the news today because he was at the White House. It seems that the Kansas City Chiefs have some additional plans for him. Okay. Caitlin Clark. I mean, besides the turnovers, it looks like Caitlin Clark may need to make a major change to her game. And then, I got to tell you, I told you this before the break, the Buffalo Bills are just signing everybody, right? I know the Bills have been looking for a wide receiver since they got rid of Stephon Diggs, and we got the explanation this week. It's only about money and cap space. No, it's because of his attitude, his age, and cap space. So just spare us the nonsense. But I'll tell you who the Buffalo Bills have added to their roster. I'll do that in a minute. 855-212-4227. Let's hit the phone lines up first. I just told you there's a lot of people in New York who like to complain about their teams. This may not be this gentleman, but we'll find out. His name is Dave. He's calling from New York. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Dave?
Let's go, JR. Now, you mentioned Scottie Scheffler yesterday, and I couldn't get back to you. But this is exactly the reason why people get pissed off with the police and don't trust them. This nozzle of a police officer, they're putting a spin on this whole thing, and it's a joke now. What do you do, grab the muffler when the car was running 5 miles an hour and lose his pants and scratch his knee? If that was me or you, we'd be doing 30 days and it cost us 10 G's. You know, yeah. Like, they are, man. And I'm going to leave you with this, because this kind of stuff pisses me off. What's that horse tournament that they got over there in Kentucky?
The Kentucky Derby?
Yeah. Well, this police officer and this police department is a load of horse dunk. And I'm going to leave you with that, my brother. Well, I'm out. I'm dropping the mic.
Well, thank you, Dave, for calling from New York. Thank you. He said horse dung. Carlos, I think it would have been more effective if he would have just said horse crap. Would you agree?
You know what? To be honest, I would have respected him if you dropped the expletive. I would have dumped him, but I would have respected it.
No, you can't say that. We don't want. Let's not advocate for that. We can do crap. We can't do anything else. Dung is good. I like dung. No, I don't. But what he said was nice. But I would have used crap.
I would have used crap too. I think dung. You date yourself.
Dung? I hear dinosaurs, and I think about dung.
Right. I think of Jurassic Park, exactly.
Yeah, prehistoric. Yeah, that's 1994 for you. There you have it. Either way, yes, we did talk about Scottie Scheffler yesterday, and we did talk about the police officer. And a lot of this is comical, outside of the fact that an individual died before all of this happened. What's bad is now the officer is putting out statements about how he tore his $80 police pants. Man, nobody cares about you. He's like, oh, I got my 5 minutes of fame. I got the most famous pants. Bruh, ain't nobody thinking about you. Shut up. Disappear. And oh, yeah, by the way, aren't you in trouble? Didn't you get in trouble for not having on your body cam? And you got the nerve to put out a statement like it's important? Like, I'm talking about it because I'm making a mockery of it. There was no need to put out a statement. Like, this ain't, you are not anybody important. Disappear. Maybe the police department will make him disappear since he doesn't have it figured out. Anyway, that officer might have to find a new line of work. Shout out to all the actual decent officers who are doing a decent job, a good job, and not the crap ones. Anyway, I told you the Buffalo Bills are throwing crap up against the wall, right? Well, that's what they hope happens for Josh Allen, that he throws the ball and that somebody can actually catch it. They draft Keon Coleman. They just signed Marquez Valdez-Scantling. Remember, they picked up Chase Claypool. Like, they're digging in the bargain bin. This is like when I used to go into, I don't know, Best Buy or Target or the local whatever the hell you call it. And I'm walking towards the register, and I'm like, oh, what's that big sign there that says $3? What's in there? And you start digging. And every now and then you find a gem like, oh, my God, this is actually brand new. That's what the Buffalo Bills are doing at the wide receiver position. And today, the Buffalo Bills took it a step further. The Buffalo Bills said, we could find our next defender on the defensive line. And he didn't even play football. I want you to take a listen to this. This is courtesy of WKBW-TV for all my folks in Buffalo.
Well, Friday afternoon, the Buffalo Bills announced they'd signed former Olympic gold medalist wrestler Gable Steveson, who had previously worked out with the Bills this offseason before that move became official. Before the Olympics, Steveson attended the University of Minnesota, where he was a back-to-back national champion. While a student at Minnesota in 2019, Steveson and a teammate were arrested for alleged rape. Those charges were later dropped. In 2021, Steveson signed with the WWE, but was later released earlier this year. It is expected Steveson will sign a rookie-level deal with the Bills.
Yeah, a three-year contract. And I know the Buffalo Bills have lost talent, right? I mean, you think about on the defensive side, unfortunately, a lot of their defensive backs and corners have been hurt. Tre'Davious White, Jordan Poyer, Micah Hyde. Okay, but they want to fortify the defensive line right now with a man who has never, ever played football? Gable Stevenson. And yeah, maybe you've heard of him if you've watched the Olympics, if you're a fan of wrestling. Yeah, he won a gold medal in the 2020 Games. It's a tough one because the 2020 Games, damn it, that was in the pandemic in Japan. I don't know how many people watched. This man, Gable Stevenson, is a two-time national champion, three-time Big Ten champion out of Minnesota, and he was a two-time Dan Hodge Trophy winner, which is basically the Heisman for wrestling. And then what do wrestlers do? Like collegiate wrestlers, what the hell do they do after they finish college? Well, if you're Kurt Angle, it takes a while, but you go to the WWE, you become a professional wrestler, an actor, an entertainer. And that's what Gable Stevenson did. He signed a contract with the WWE in 2021, and he got cut a few weeks ago. They dropped him. Either that or he wanted to be cut, and now he's a member of the Bills. This dude is 6'1". 275 pounds. I guess it depends on the day. 265, 275. What are you going to do? Put him at nose tackle? Hey, this is tough. Bob Hayes. He's the only athlete ever to win a Super Bowl and an Olympic gold medal. Gable Stevenson is going to try to make the Buffalo Bills team. He got a rookie contract. 3-year deal. I remember there was a successful professional wrestler who tried this, and his name was Brock Lesnar. And at least in the case of Brock Lesnar, he was just trying it out for fun, and he almost made the Vikings, and then they cut him. And we never saw him again until he went to the UFC, and then he went back to the WWE. And it's just crazy how the Buffalo Bills are trying anything. Carlos, you think Gable Stevenson is, they got to keep him around. He's never played football. They said the first time he ever wore cleats was for the tryout.
That's unbelievable. You know, JR, my first thought was to, you know, poo all over this thing. I'm like, there's no way it can work. But I'm starting this as I'm marinated in my thoughts. Maybe. I mean, we've seen rugby players who've never played football come over. We've seen soccer players in terms of like kickers come over and play football. Maybe they're on to something. Maybe they're ahead of the curve. I think this is going to blow up in their face, or, you know, not blow up in the face, but, you know, I don't think he's going to be a productive member of the team. But, you know, kudos, I guess, thinking outside the box, because what else did I got at this point?
Well, you sign him to a 3-year deal. You don't expect him to make the team this year. You probably don't cut him unless he's stupid. And when I say stupid, it can't understand technique, is slow. But even in that case, you probably, at minimum, you hold him for a year. You throw him on the practice squad every day. This is football 101 for him. He has to go out there and learn technique and learn terminology. And you got to give him a year every single day to go out there and do so. So I don't expect to see Gable Stevenson on a field at Highmark Stadium or whatever the hell they call it up in Western New York right now at any point or in the near future. But you would have to think that someone with wrestling skills, they're going to understand like leverage. They're going to understand handwork. They have strength. They have a base. I mean, it didn't work out for Brock Lesnar. I think he was... How old was he at that point? He must have been in his mid to late 20s when he tried that out.
Yeah, he had a couple years because, you know, remember, he wrestled first. You know, he actually won the championship. Yes, I know winning and I know championship. It's wrestling. I get it.
He must have been in the WWE for about 3 or 4 years before he went over to the Vikings.
Yeah, he did a lot. Wrestling, UFC, and then he came back to wrestling. So maybe Stevenson's, you know, trying to do the same thing here. But Lesnar had some mileage on him by the time he went to the Vikings.
It says when he tried out for the Vikings, Brock Lesnar was 27 years old. Brock Lesnar, oh, here we go. You going to beat me up now, or I got to watch my back? Am I getting suplexed?
JR, he might be in the studio behind you. Look out.
Brock Lesnar, Isn't he in trouble? Wasn't he in that lawsuit?
Isn't he always in trouble?
No, he was in that Vince McMahon lawsuit. I think Brock Lesnar is laying low on whatever farm he lives on. No problems with that guy. Gable Stevenson right now today. Brock Lesnar was 27 when he tried football. And Gable Stevenson, his age, how old is this man? He got to be no older than 24. Yeah, he's 24 years old. A matter of fact, how about this? Carlos, today's his birthday. He turned 24 years old today.
Oh, well, happy birthday to him.
What a nice announcement, right? You turn 24 and then you just wake up and sign with the Buffalo Bills. Now, who knows if he's going to stick? It's impossible to know, man. But I would think if there is going to be a sport that lends itself, at least on the defensive line, for all the hand fighting and angles and leverage and strength, athleticism, agility, it makes sense. Defensive line. I know there's a lot of crap that's been talked. Thank you so much, Austin Rivers. Over the past month about, could an NBA player go play football? Could a football player play basketball? Come on now. Doesn't it make a lot of sense? I'm surprised we haven't had more. Like, more wrestlers, not WWE wrestlers, but more Olympic-style wrestlers who get into football. I'm shocked, especially when you start thinking about the upper weight classes. At 6'1", 275, they're going to hope that he goes out there and just throws some offensive linemen around. But it's one thing to get, you know, kind of thrown around and chopped and moved. It's another thing when you don't have to do it on grass and you do it on a mat. So I would love it if it happened. Am I optimistic? We're not going to know for another year whether or not Gable Stevenson is worth it as an NFL player. And if the NFL doesn't work for him, what is he going to do? Go back to the WWE? He's going to be a failed football player who failed at the WWE because he was there for like 3 years. I don't know. Carl, why don't you think, why isn't there? And maybe I'm wrong, Carlos. I feel like Olympic-style wrestling, it peaks at the Olympics, but why isn't there a league? I need to ask a wrestler this. Why isn't there a league?
Yeah, like an actual like professional wrestling, not what we have now in terms of being scripted and dramatic.
Yes.
But like why an actual pro league?
Why when these dudes come question. Out of Minnesota and come out of Iowa and all these in Penn State, all these great wrestling schools, Ohio, why don't they have a professional, and maybe there is. Maybe there's a million of them. Maybe I'm just ignorant. But there's not like a big old league. And if there was, I'd know what it is. It needs to be publicized. And I know there's Beat the Streets and there's so many tournaments, but I'd be down to see more wrestling if we knew the guys. But let's be real. I think the general public, so Kurt Angle, Jordan Burroughs, who was the heavyweight Carlos from a long time ago? Oh my God, American guy. Oh, Rulon Gardner. Like,
yes,
this is over the past what? I just named 25 years. We can do better. If you got an answer, let me know. I know there are people out there that wrestle. What do you think about Gable Stevenson joining the Buffalo Bills? Do you think it's going to work? The man has never played football, has never wore cleats in his life. And the Buffalo Bills got a hope and a prayer that he's going to work out. If you have any thoughts on Gable Stevenson going to the Bills, call me 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I'll take your calls on the other side of the break. And Gable Stevenson is trying to change things up in his life. Caitlin Clark, she better change something up fast. Otherwise, she's going to be suspended. I'm going to tell you about what happened on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off site-wide. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. You want to holler at me? It's simple. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Before we went to break, I told you about Gable Stevenson. I called him Stevenson. I guess that shows you how popular these wrestlers are. I told you I named about the, well, I know more than that. I know Adeline. You know Adeline Gray? I know Adeline Gray. I've met her. I know her. Yeah, there's not a lot. I wish there were. Maybe I need to talk to her, but she got twins now. She don't want to be bothered. Rulon Gardner, Kurt Angle, Jordan Burroughs, Gable Stevenson. No extra N. Gable Stevenson. Okay. Congratulations on him to signing with the Buffalo Bills. I hope it works out. I need a good story, right? Former college wrestler turned Olympian turned WWE trainee turned Buffalo Bill turned all pro. I'm here for stories, people. I'm here for it. Anyway, here's a good story for you. I think it's a story that a lot of people are, I don't want to say sick of, and she's actually getting better. It's Caitlin Clark. We all know about Caitlin Clark, right? You've heard of her. You've heard about the good, the bad, and everything in between. Well, now that Caitlin Clark is in the WNBA, she's getting picked on. And what a shock. Her team, the Indiana Fever, they're also losing. What a surprise, right? No. There's a reason that she was selected number one overall by the Fever. It's because they stunk last year. And so last night, her team, the Indiana Fever, lost to Seattle. The final score was 103-88. That's a beatdown. Caitlin Clark had 20 points. She had 9 assists, 3 rebounds. That all sounds good, right? But then she also had 7 turnovers. And turnovers are her bugaboo. She's getting used to things, the passes, the speed. She'll be fine. And the beef that she had in the game at one point was with Victoria Vivians, from Seattle. And she picked up a technical foul. This is Caitlin Clark's 3rd technical foul in 9 games. In the WNBA, you get suspended a game when you get your 7th technical foul. And then you get a new game for every other technical foul after that. The WNBA season is 40 games long, and she's almost halfway to being suspended. Missing the game. Now, let's be real. Is she going to learn her lesson? Is she going to shut up? I think so. I remember her dad at one point. Remember a couple of months ago in the tournament? Her dad had to yell at her in the stands to just shut the hell up and just go out there and play. And I know she got millions of dollars coming her way, but the last thing the WNBA needs is for Caitlin Clark to argue with the refs and argue with the opposition so much that she misses a game. Ain't nobody trying to hear that at all. And last night she was beefing with a player. Take a listen to this. This is Caitlin Clark and Victoria Vivians. They got double text for beefing.
Now, and some extracurricular as Clark's knocked down a couple of deep triples here in the second quarter. That's woken up this crowd here a little bit. Caitlin Clark asking for the crowd to its feet. They oblige. That one, by the way, was a 32-footer. So since we've run that graphic, she's displaced Kelsey Mitchell.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think Caitlin Clark is going to turn into a modern-day Rasheed Wallace, but yeah, she can be chatty. We saw this in college. She's not afraid to express herself. Not at all. Okay? Her head coach, Christy Sides of the Fever, talked about Caitlin's frustration on the basketball court.
She's a competitor. I love her fire. We've just got to get better with the officiating. We've got to get some of those calls. I feel like they're getting some calls, or that's happening on our end as well, and I just don't feel like we're getting some of those.
Somebody needs to get her a Ricola. Yeah, she spent the whole damn game screaming on behalf of Caitlin Clark. Probably not. She sounds like Doc Rivers' doppelganger. By the time we get to the end of the season, her head coach is either A, not going to have a job, or B, not have a voice. I don't know which one it is. Caitlin Clark, do everybody a favor. Be quiet. Just play the game. Because there's going to be a lot of ticked off people who bought a lot of tickets for a lot of money. When the Fever show up to town and you can't play because you've been suspended because of technical fouls. Come on now. Caitlin Clark is not going to get a tech for a while. No way that this can happen. None. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Greg is calling us from Buffalo. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
How you doing? Hey, we signed a wrestler. Sean McDermott was a champion wrestler in high school. Talks all the time about how it shaped him. He was like a 61-0 guy or something like that. Anyway, I don't know if it has anything to do with it, but he was a wrestler.
Yeah, maybe he feels that he could teach him a few things. And thank you, Greg, for calling from Buffalo. Yeah, isn't it Gable Steveson? That's who it is. Sean McDermott. Sean McDermott looks like he used to throw people around, so it wouldn't shock me. What is that, like a prerequisite to now selecting more wrestlers? I think if football coaches and football personnel felt that the skill sets were transferable, I think we'd see more wrestlers getting over or moving over into football. You know, this is something, and I can tell you a story. I don't know when this was. Maybe this was 10 years ago, maybe plus. Almost 10 years ago. Ray Lewis, from the Baltimore Ravens Hall of Famer. Ray Lewis was in Times Square for a wrestling event. And this was called Beat the Streets. And it was highlighting a bunch of wrestlers that were on their way to the Olympics. And I ended up chatting it up with Ray Lewis as a part of the event. I'm just hanging out. I talked to him for a few minutes. I had no idea. Ray Lewis told me, he said, man, when I was in high school, I was on a wrestling team. I had no idea. Now, is it a shock? I mean, was Ray Lewis going to be on his way to going to the Olympics? Did he choose between that and the NFL? I doubt it. The man was cracking skulls as a defender. But it doesn't shock me at all. I want to ask Rich Ackerman, as he's here with us, before he delivers the news. What do you think about Gable Steveson signing to the Bills? Do you think he has a chance? Will we see him in a few years? What are your thoughts?
I think he has a chance because I think the one thing about it, even though he has no football playing background, remember, I think the Bills were the first to sign Chris Manhertz, the Giants tight end who recently signed in New York. But he didn't have any football experience either. He played college basketball. But I think with Steveson, you know, it's all about leverage in wrestling. Michael Carter, the shot putter, was a former Olympian. But I think guys who have wrestled, Aaron Donald was a wrestler. And Tiki Barber also wrestled in high school. He always talked about what a benefit that was for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's wild. I want to see it work. I really do. You talk about his physical skill set. He is 6'1", 275 pounds. Outside of technique, everything else has to be a fit. Like from an athletic standpoint, a strength standpoint, maybe there's different elements that he has to improve on his strength. But if you're telling me Gable Steveson walks in, I said his name wrong again, Steveson walks into a room, I think he's going to be able to handle most people. Good luck to him with the Buffalo Bills and the NFL. And we just got to see if it works. He's switching things up. Olympian, WWE superstar, maybe Buffalo Bill. We'll see. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Speaking of changes, yeah, the Kansas City Chiefs, they were at the White House today. And Harrison Butker, the kicker, he might be in store for a change. I will explain on the other side of the break, but right now you just heard him. It's time for a news flash. What's going on in the world of sports? Rich Ackerman got you. Yeah, I want to give somebody an Olympic slam, an angle slam. Yeah, shout-outs to Gable Steveson. Hopefully it works out for him. It's not going to work out for him like it did Kurt Angle, but good luck in the NFL. Anyway, I'm going to tell you about the NFL in a second, because the Kansas City Chiefs were at the White House, and their kicker went to, and their kicker might have to get used to a change when he gets back to playing football. I'll tell you about it in a second, but this is very, very important. Pay attention. With Wendy's $3 English muffin deal, you don't just get breakfast. You get a proper meal. Get your choice of a sausage or bacon, egg and cheese English muffin sandwich with small seasoned potatoes. Grab yours today. Terms apply. The NASCAR Cup Series makes its stop this Sunday at Worldwide Technology Raceway at Gateway for the Enjoy Illinois 300. Only 12 races remain until the start of the playoffs, and Denny Hamlin is the leader in the NASCAR standings after a top-five finish in Charlotte last week. He'll try to extend that lead with the green flag dropping at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time. I love me some breakfast. Anyway, I told you the Chiefs were at the White House today, and I know the Chiefs been in a lot of trouble. They got guys getting arrested for animal neglect. What else is happening? They got Harrison Butker talking about what he thinks a woman should do. It's his prerogative in the Stone Age for me, if you ask me. I'm entitled to my opinion, too. And Harrison Butker was at the White House. He was there. He was standing right behind Joe Biden. A matter of fact, he was standing right behind Joe Biden when he gave the whole welcome, everybody, to the White House. Listen.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the White House. Super Bowl 58 champions, the Kansas City Chiefs. The first team in 20 years to win back-to-back. Winning back-to-back. I kind of like that.
Hey, Carlos, he's from Delaware. If I got to, and this is probably well-publicized, wouldn't Joe Biden be an Eagles fan?
You would think, you know, in close proximity, because that's why a buddy of mine, Rich Gannon, he also went to Delaware, big Eagles guy, so, you know, big Eagle sports. And Joe, the president, was very cognizant of the people on the team that went to his alma mater, so very pro-Delaware, our president. Well,
but is he an Eagles fan? Let's see.
I hope not.
Joe Biden, Eagles fan. Let's see. What does it say? Yeah, Eagles fan Joe Biden opens State of the Union with a joke about the Eagles. Yeah, okay. Yeah, Jill Biden, not shy about her Philly girl sports fandom. All right. As politicians, they gotta like everybody, right? Whoever's standing in front of them, they got to absolutely love them. Harrison Butker was standing behind the president. And Harrison Butker, we all know about his comments at a Benedictine school a couple of weeks ago about a woman's place and role and what a woman might be happy doing, you know, staying home and having kids. His role on a football field might change. Let's keep in mind, folks, this upcoming season, the NFL is changing its kickoff rules, right? This rule was approved 29 teams to 3. Kickers are now going to kick from the 35-yard line. The other players on a kicking team, the other 10 dudes, they're going to be at the receiving team's 40-yard line. And so the kicker's going to be back there by himself. His teammates are going to be closer to the receiving team. because they don't want these dudes running at each other full steam and full force. And we've also learned that, and as a result, this is why Justin Fields has been in the news, that the receiving team is going to have the opportunity to have two return guys to receive the ball back. And so this has all been taken from the XFL, and everybody's hoping that this makes the kicks more exciting. They've basically been moot. We've had no returns over the past few years. I was actually concerned that the NFL was just going to completely get rid of the kickoff because they found it to be too dangerous. Forget about playing 18 games. Forget about playing Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. The kickoff is going to kill our guys. And so as a result, the Kansas City Chiefs have taken a look at one of the best kickers in the NFL, Harrison Butker, and they've decided, you know what? Maybe we don't want this dude kicking the ball off. And maybe we want one of our defensive backs, Justin Reed, who's basically been an emergency kicker. Maybe we want him on kickoffs. And the answer is, well, why the hell would you want that? Well, take a listen to the Kansas City Chiefs special teams coach, Dave Taub. Give everybody a reason as to why a great kicker like Harrison Butker might not be handling kickoffs.
I like to have somebody that can go back, you know, is able to make a tackle. I mean, Bucker is able to make a tackle, but I really don't want him making tackles all year long. You know, if you watch the XFL, we watched every play. I bet kickers were involved in probably at least 25 to 40% of the tackles. You know, either trying to make a guy bounce back or making the tackle itself or just missing the tackle. So, you know, we don't want Bucker in that situation, you know, but he will be a kicker. He'll be a guy that we will use in certain situations. He's got a lot of ability to move the ball, you know, whereas those other guys may not be as, you know, apt to doing that. And, you know, we'll use him. He can still kick a touchback if we need it. You know, you're just giving up the ball. If we do kick a touchback out of the back of the end zone, now they're getting it at the 30 instead of the 25. So that 5 yards makes a big difference.
Look, everybody's position is changing, right? You don't want the kicker kicking the ball to the other team. You want the kicker kicking the ball through the uprights. Hey, new positions for everybody, right? And I certainly understand it. You lose your kicker, you can be cooked on the offensive side of the ball. I mean, if you're going to have it returned anyway, then yeah, sure, why not throw a miserable safety out there to just try to do something, at least to kick the ball directionally? It's a brand new situation. Carlos, and I can understand it. I cannot remember the gentleman's name. Remember that poor soul who got stomped in the face by Antonio Brown on a return? Remember that? And that was a punt, I believe, right?
Oh, I got to go look that play up again. I remember it vaguely. But yeah, someone ate it from Antonio Brown.
Antonio Brown was being a jerk. What else is new? And instead of trying to hurdle the kicker or, I don't know, juke the kicker, Antonio Brown decided to take his foot. And I don't want to say helmet. That would have been a little too much. He decided to place his foot firmly into the chest of the punter or kicker, whoever the hell was kicking.
It was a Browns punter, Spencer Lanning.
Oh, my God. Are you watching it?
I am.
And he put his foot in his chest, right?
Yeah, he like hits him with the HBK. It's like a straight kick.
Oh, my God. And he stomped. The man was trying to tackle him. And the timing was perfect because he put his foot in his chest and stomped him down onto his back and kept running. Is that what happened?
Yeah. Oh, man. I remember this play. Oh.
Yeah. Like, that. The timing on all of that is way too perfect. Like, you may not ever see that again in your life. Because, A, I think most football players aren't trying to put their foot in your damn chest. And then, B, the timing was there. And if I remember, wasn't Antonio Brown was penalized for that, right? He got a penalty?
15-yard penalty. The first comment you see when you look this video is they're mentioned on the sports commentary. Hurdles kicks a man, and it's one of the greatest lines. Apparently, I'm trying to hear it right now. This is I feel bad for Mr. Lanning, but that's a hell of a video to watch. It's funny because it's not me.
Well, I guess that's exactly what the Kansas City Chiefs don't want happening to their kicker, Harrison Butker. If you want to value him for anything, You want him kicking field goals. You don't want him in the line of fire. And I wonder how many other – we know the NFL is a monkey see, monkey do league. Like, if you do it and it's successful for you, that means I'm now going to come through and try it as well. And so if the Kansas City Chiefs, who are the defending world champions, are now going to have multiple kickers, one to kick the field goals and another one to go out there and try to tackle on the kickoff, there's going to be other teams that do it. And let's be honest, how many kickers out here do you really want chasing somebody down? The answer is none. Typically on the kickoff, the kicker is the last line of defense, and you see them flying towards the ball carrier, and their attempt is pretty much futile. Yeah, let's take a listen to this on CBS. This is Antonio Brown putting his foot firmly in the chest of another man. This is Ian Eagle on the call.
49 to play in this first half. They got pressure in. Lanning gets it off cleanly. Brown backpedals all the way to the 28-yard line. Good move upfield. Brown splits special teamers, and now Brown is off to the races. Hurdles, kicks a man, and a flag is thrown.
Bravo, Ian Eagle. Bravo.
Hurdles and kicks a man. Like, it looked like Mortal Kombat. We can't have that.
Finish him.
Yeah, finish him. It's, flawless victory. We can't have that. And not that that would happen to Harrison Butker, but what happens? He needs to drop a shoulder into a dude to prevent a tackle or a touchdown. And now you're missing your kicker? Is it worth it? No. I don't know if every team can pull it off. The Chiefs are certainly going to try to be, let's just say, creative. There's one team that shouldn't have a problem scoring points, though. They ain't got too much to worry about.
You don't want to see Justin Fields attempt a drop kick on a kicker?
You know, I have heard that Justin Fields, instead of returning, they're going to utilize him in the red zone.
You know what they say, when you have two quarterbacks, you have none.
Well, I mean, Russell Wilson gets you into the end zone. Well, he gets you into the red zone. You want him running? Who's more of a threat in the red zone, him or Justin Fields? Dual action threat, right?
You know what? Then have them both on the field. Like, design plays if you want to create misdirection. Have them both in the backfield, and you don't know which one is going to take the snap.
Oh, boy. That's like a disaster waiting to happen. Next thing you know, the ball gets snapped, and one of these two runs into each other. It looks like a Looney Tunes movie. It does.
You trend in that direction.
Let's talk about this on the other side. As kicking in the NFL is getting much more complicated. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We'll take a break. We'll get into that. Phone lines open if you want to give us a call. You know what? There was another competition last night, too. I'll tell you about this. It involves children. No, it's good. They're learning. I'll explain. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. Don't move.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Your favorite NFL team is getting ready for a new season of football. From OTAs to minicamp, Odyssey is your home for local sports talk and coverage all offseason long. Get updates on key storylines, rapid reactions, rookie reports, and more. From people who know the team the best, it's always football season with Odyssey. Stream the shows you love on your computer, phone, smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off site-wide. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.